2. 1. As they disembarked from the train and left the station, there stood amongst the crowd a man neither tall nor particularly short, and self-effacing of manner, if wrapped somewhat conspicuously in a dyed army coat and a red woollen scarf of better quality than the rest of his appearance would lead one to expect. He scanned the emerging crowd with the curiosity of someone who hoped to find a familiar face. It was not long before his eyes settled on the woman in something more than homage to her beauty. In fact, he crossed himself and muttered some few silent words, started forward, then stopped, and was soon pushed aside in the press of the crowd. Some years previously, at school, Robert Zeidl had read a story by an American writer in which the protagonist, his nerves still strained from recent illness, was able to discern the profession and indeed the biography of passers-by simply by studying their dress, their gait, the lines inscribed by life upon their faces, and who was distraught to find amongst the evening crowd a man who resisted his attempts at interpretation and was, in fact, illegible. Had Robert noticed the stranger, it might have struck him that the man posed a similar riddle to observers, his face obscured by scarf and low-drawn cap, his old man's gait ill-matched by his still youthful hands, his gestures acquired both in drawing-room and barracks. All that could be said with any certainty was that there clung to the man, as he pushed through the crowd with a slinking kind of grace, never quite touching those who surrounded them, an anxious, timid quality, as though he were awaiting the...